Our start today. The House Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources hereby convened for March 13, 2003. There will be, as you can expect, always changes to our schedule, and there will be some today. We are probably not going to hear anything further on 2416. There are complications and amendments being written as we speak. My apologies for those of you who have come for that meeting. This popped up this morning. We've been also asked to remove 2521 from today's hearing because there are no amendments ready for it yet. We will also not hear 2769 as those folks came to me yesterday and said they're not ready for us to hold a hearing either. My apologies on that. So we have one bill left to hear today. It is House Bill 2799. And before I get started, I want to call your attention to the fact that the sign-up sheets say your testimony has to be truthful and accurate. If you're a government official and a lobbyist, if you're not one of those people and you're from the public citizenry, thank you for coming. This does not apply to you. However, don't lie to us. All right, and with that, we're going to start with House Bill 2799. I'm going to call forward Representative Brown and Al and Lindsey Ball from ODF&W. Lindsey has a meeting very quickly that he has to get to that's very important, and I want to be certain to get his thoughts on record as soon as possible. Representative Brown, if you could share with us why you brought this bill forward, then we're going to move to Lindsey. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee. For the record, I am State Representative Alan Brown from House District 10. During the interim, I participated with a work group of local people and agency people for the purpose of updating and increasing the value of game animals as they are described in the statute when they are involved within the unlawful killing and taking of animals. It had been some time since these had been updated. An example is in fee hunting that takes place can take place in private property and ranches, say particularly in eastern Oregon. The charge for hunting on private property can be as high as $1,000 per point for a bull elk. And so you could characterize that by saying a five-point bull elk, which is typical for that species, it would be valued around $5,000 for the hunter to pay for that. When you compare that to the what's presently in statute, the value is set at $750 for the animal. These are not fines. They're these are not fines for violating a game law, but an assessment of value on the game animal when illegally taken. These assessments are out of date and need to be updated, and I thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the opportunity to hear this bill.
Very good. Thank you. And Lindsey, for the record.
Chair Krupp, members of the committee, my name is Lindsey Ball. I'm the director of the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. To give you a brief history as to how this came to our attention in the past few months, was Judge Tom Branford, a circuit court judge from Lincoln County, called me one day and asked why he could only charge a defendant who had illegally harvested five halibut, could only charge him for $25 apiece restitution back to the state of Oregon, and I explained to him that's the way it was designed in statute. Judge Branford had grave concerns about this, that we were sending a very wrong message to the public, feeling that a halibut is a trophy fish, that it's the value of the carcass far exceeds $25 in the open market today, and felt that we should visit the statute of civil restitution and look at raising some of those fees. So in turn, we started we formed a group promoted through the Oregon Hunters Association to look at this at all fees associated with civil restitution. We did, in the Department of Fish and Wildlife, review all of the monies that were derived from civil restitution by county. I have a copy of this. Al, could you please hand that out? It shows specifically which counties have directed fine or restitution payments to the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife for loss of wildlife. On the second page, it shows the total amounts that have been derived from this civil restitution in the state. In 1999-2001, the total was $186,000 to the state of Oregon, to the Department of Fish and Wildlife. During 2001-03, there has been $119,000 received from counties to the Department of Fish and Wildlife. It was also interesting to note the counties that participated and looked at civil restitution as an important part of reimbursing the state for loss of wildlife. You'll see in the list there are some counties that participate, some that do not. I think you'll note that Multnomah County is very low. That's on the second page. Next to that, you can also see Lincoln County, which participates in such a program. The law that was passed in 1981 stands today as is from that date. There have been no changes in the monetary values of associated with that in the last 22 years. What we suggested after deliberating over what the value should be was that we just increase the values from 1981 to 2003 using a standard inflationary factor through the Oregon-Washington inflationary factor consistent with other economic programs in the Pacific Northwest. I do have Chris Carter here if you would like to ask him technical information. He is the economist for the Department of Fish and Wildlife and can explain how that inflationary factor worked in arriving at the proposed changes in values.
Hey, perhaps we'll have him come up if there are questions that arise from that. So, Lindsay, help me understand that the dollars currently from these fines flow exactly where?
Those monies come to the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, deposited in the Wildlife Fund. They are directed to the Budget of Administrative Services Division in the department. And on the second page, you can note that personal services, S&S, and capital outlay are broken apart into three categories, and those monies are spread out across those functions in Administrative Services Division. That's the way it was set up back in 1981, and that has been held that way to this date. Now, I suspect that the logic behind that is that administrative services, which is takes care of budgeting, accounting, and payroll, and things of that nature, serve all facets of the department, both Wildlife Division and Fish Division, and then that money would roll into there, in the wildlife account.
Okay, members, any questions of Director Ball quickly? Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good meeting.
Okay, if I can answer, if there are any questions that can't be answered in my absence, I'll certainly come back, Mr. Chair, at any time.
Lindsay, we'll be happy to beat up on Roy while you're gone. Al, as you're proceeding, let me call forward Sergeant Pearson from OSP.
Thank you.
Come and join, please.
Mr. Thank Chair, you. For the record, my name is Al Elkins. I'm representing the Oregon Hunters Association. Excuse me, Mr. Chair. I have copies of our testimony in front of you. I just wanted to direct you to the second paragraph of our prepared testimony. We had Representative Brown serve as the head of this committee, the work group, and Judge Tom Bradford of Newport. Also, we had Lindsay Ball, Captain Cynthia Cope, Swede Pearson from Newport was also a member, Bob Jacobson, former ODFW commissioner, and Rod Harder and myself. We've met probably five times. Sergeant Pearson set out a survey to all the states asking them for their fine and restitution amounts. We compiled that information, studied it, and drafted this legislation based on that input, as well as input from the department. So I think this accurately reflects where we think we ought to be. This is a big issue for sportsmen. For a number of years, we've thought that the fine and restitution amounts were too low. obviously, since they were set in 81. If my members had a choice, they would list all of these at starting at $1 million and go higher. That's how much value they place on the wildlife in this state. But I think this is reflective of where we need to be, this bill. And I wanted to thank Chris Carter for working with us on this. And I would like to have Sweet talk about the OSP perspective, too. I think it's important as well.
Okay, but before you do that, I have a question for you. Isn't the hunting of game animals, well, all the animals covered under the statute, isn't that a criminal offense?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have both a criminal penalty and a civil penalty in place for that. Is that
That's
what you're
correct.
Saying?
Yeah.
Okay, please. Sweet, go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Chair. For the record, I'm Sweet Pearson. I'm the Oregon State Police Fish and Wildlife Sergeant out of the Newport office. And I just wanted to lend my support to this bill. I did do a lot of the initial research into comparing our state restitution values with the other, especially western states, as far east as Oklahoma, I believe. And it's our feeling that the schedule is outdated. It needs to accurately reflect what the actual value of the wildlife is. Like Representative Brown was saying earlier, if somebody were to go out and go on a guided hunt, the value for these animals is often well up into the many thousands of dollars. And especially for elk, it's a highly sought after species. An example of that is currently the value placed on that is only $750. We think that vastly underrates what the actual worth of those animals are. The other thing, reason we're in support of it is we feel that the increased value, a judge being able to enforce that, provides a greater deterrence in deterring people from violating the wildlife laws, and that's part of our job out there is to deter, as well as educate and provide enforcement. This is one of the components of it.
Okay, thank you. Members, questions? How many individuals last year were fined under the basis of this current program?
Statewide?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have those numbers.
Okay. I'm assuming there's obviously some relationship in terms of the revenue statement here that was submitted by Director Ball. It'd be nice if you get those figures for us just whenever. Okay, that'd be very good. Thank you. Is there any known opposition to this bill?
Mr. Chair, again, Al Elkins, Oregon Hunters Association. The only question I've had on this bill to date is on line 19, and it was from trappers who are concerned about the figure of $700 for a bobcat and thought that was too high. And I have directed them to Chris Carter's office to give him a call on that. And I thought they could work that out with him. But that's the only question I've had to date. Everything else that we've had has been on supportive of the measure.
Are you anticipatory of any amendments to this bill?
Mr. Chair, not at this time, unless on line 19... they want to change that figure, and that's up to them to work that out with the department. That's how we feel about that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Phil Donovan. Welcome, Phil. Good to see you today.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon. Members of the committee, my name is Phil Donovan. I'm here on behalf of the Oregon Guides and Packers Association. I have the good fortune of representing over 300 hunting outfitters and fishing guides and whitewater rafting companies around the state of Oregon. Being very brief, this legislation is obviously long overdue in coming forward. Nobody appreciates the value that these critters have more than people who are making a livelihood as a result of their presence out there. And when people poach and take these wildlife illegally, that's thrown off our management of these animals that ODF&W, you know, really works hard to try and do. And so with that, we come forward in support of this legislation. And I also just kind of want to take a quick moment to thank the Oregon Hunters Association for their work in bringing this legislation forward and doing a lot of the groundwork on it. They're particularly good stewards of our natural resources, and they're also very good partners to work with. And so, anyways, just throw that out.
Very good. Thank you, Phil. Questions? Well, hearing none, you're off easy today, too. Thanks, Phil.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here to testify on House Bill 2799? Rod Harder, come forward, please.
Mr. Chair, for the record, I'm Rod Harder. I'm here today representing the Oregon United Housemen. Did not intend to testify. My principals did not understand that, nor did I, that it was the inflationary application that was applied to these various prices. So we have been supportive of the base prices right along, and I just talked with my principals, and they no longer there. They have expressed their desire to go forward with the bill as written.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Rod. Jared, come forward. I saw you lurking, sitting in the back, and I thought that perhaps it would be good to have you comment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, my name is Jared Broadfoot, representing the Oregon chapters of Safari Club International. Here today in support of the bill, as was stated, this bill is long overdue. The value that our members and that hunters put on wildlife is tremendous, in the millions of dollars, as Mr. Elkins stated. And our opinion of our members is people who violate the law and poach animals, they should lock them away and throw away the key. So we're very supportive of this bill and would appreciate it being moved out and passed. So I'll answer any questions if there are any.
Questions? Hearing none. Thank you, Jared.
Thank you.
Anyone else? All right. With that, we're going to close a public hearing on House Bill 2799 and open a work session if there is no objection from committee members. If there is none, we're going to open a work session on House Bill 2799. Chair would entertain a motion to pass.
Is there revenue subsequent referral at the state level?
Mr. Chair, Representative Hunt, I have no indication of a subsequent referral. The revenue impact statement I received is a no revenue impact statement. I've not received a fiscal impact or indication of a fiscal impact, Mr. Chair, Representative Hunt.
I mean, Mr. Chair, I'd be happy to move House Bill 2799 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Members, it's been moved House Bill 2799 to the floor with a due pass recommendation discussion. No, hearing none. Are there any objections? Hearing none, let it be so ordered. House Bill 2799 is hereby passed to the floor with a due pass recommendation. And Representative Brown, would you like to carry this legislation?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Very good. So shall it be noted. And with that, we'll close the work session on House Bill 2799. Thank you all for coming. Our work is concluded for today. Let's hope that next week we actually can get through a full slate on our agenda for a change. Thank you. We're adjourned.